This is Super Yacht Radio.
Welcome to Super Yacht Radio, and welcome back to one of my favorite projects to be involved in over the past 2 years with one of my favorite people in yachting. And it's going to be all about life after yachting. And my guest with me today is both Titta Uttivasanen and Melissa Heslop. Titta, we were just trying to recount where the whole concept of what we kind of call together lay, but life after yachting sprung from. Because I remember seeing it, you posted something up online, and I remember thinking, oh, that is a fabulous idea. Let me see what Titta wants to do about it.
Thank you, Maeve, for inviting me and inviting Lei to come to the radio. Yes, so 2019, I think it was actually in Amsterdam, we sat down and we thought, what can we as businesses do to give back to the yacht crew and help them to move forward from the yachting industry? Yachting is anyway only for us women, quite often only 7 to 10 years. And that, of course, then depends. If you want to have a family, so then it's nearly impossible to continue doing it. I have experienced it myself, and I know how you kind of feel, not maybe useless, but nobody really understands your skills coming out of the yachting industry, as it is a very niche and small group of people. So this is what we wanted to develop. I then got lovely partners to join, and we started to offer advice, help to find the shore-based jobs, mentoring people, helping them with their startup business ideas. So this is what Lei is all about, and it still is about it at the moment. So I have been very lucky to find Melissa Heslop to join us and be the go-to person and the mother of Lei, if you so want to say, as Melissa is a perfect example of a lay person. What happened was there was a big lump of work what needed to be done in my company, and I really needed help. So through Lei platform, I put an ad out looking for somebody to help me run Lei and also a marketing person. Through there, I've actually found Tara Smuts, who is at the moment working as a social media manager for my company. And then Melissa sent me a messenger message. Messenger message because we have met 2000 working in the Caribbean. We were working on the 50-foot boat, and then they had a similar kind of boat. We actually did charters together. We worked, lived, and partied together a lot. And after that, so our lives got separated. My love went to Finland for a part, and then to Mallorca, and hers continued for quite a long time on the yachts. And well, so then she had a family. She, I think, felt the same I did. She was ready to get back to work, and she knows exactly what life after yachting is with the husband, which is still working on a yacht and having a family and juggling it all. So we know it inside out in Lei, and that's why I think we are the best people to support. So that's the story, really.
Before Melissa, you jump in, can I also say one of the reasons I've loved being part of this is it's also that sense of building a community, which is one of the, I think, the best things about the yachting industry is the intertwining of the community. So it's really nice to have kind of a project that helps, you know, map between the people who have been in yachting and also the talents and that's all over the industry, from people who have moved out but are still kind of intertwined into the industry. So community building.
Exactly. And it's a lifelong journey. It's not only working together, it's also friendship, and that all built into the community, as you said. I am a strong believer in community for everything I do. And this is one of the best examples. So I am really happy and lucky to have Melissa with me.
So lovely to have you here as well, Melissa. And it has been lovely kind of catching up. And I have to say, just even kind of getting this show together, it's lovely to see how involved you are in the lots of different stages and from personal experience as well.
Yeah, I've been, I feel incredibly lucky to have kind of reconnected with Tita and to be able to be involved, because my background before yachting was a family business of personal development training. So from quite a young age, I think I was aware of the possibility of developing yourself and investing in yourself, which obviously I was still very interested in. And when I decided that I wanted to get back into work, I really missed the industry. I enjoyed working in yachting. If it hadn't been for family commitments, I wouldn't have left yachting. And I wanted to get back involved. So this has been an incredible opportunity for me to combine two of the big interests in my life.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that that's part of the what I love about Lay, because I think there is a big transition. And I think particularly at this moment, I know so many people, it might be my age that all of a sudden, you know, we all kind of stop. But at some stage, we all kind of stop and think, what's the next chapter? And I think the past 2 years has definitely accelerated that process for a lot of people. So to have something, and I think there's also been a quite a big shift, you know, when we look at the number of different partners that are now involved in Lay, you realize, wow, there really is lots of support and there's people to guide you. And that's not always apparent, and I think probably wasn't apparent at all or accessible 5 or 10 years ago.
I think there's a big move in the industry to create a network of support for crew. There's an emphasis more on crew well-being. I think there, obviously, we all are all aware that at the moment there is a shortage of crew, and crew have slightly changed expectations and demands of their work-life balance. And I think younger crew have grown up in a different world where they perhaps understand and think about these things more than we probably did 20 years ago. So to be able to bring together the help and advice for people to actually actively take control of their careers and plan for their futures is incredible, because a lot of crew are first generation in yachting. They don't have the family that understand or family friends that would normally act as mentors and helpers. And so they need people who have an understanding of the industry to be able to provide that framework of advice for them.
And I think that's also a valid point, because, you know, I think we've all had people when you go, oh, I work in the superyacht industry. People go, the what? Is that actually an industry? I mean, I thought they were just big boats. And like, actually, it's, you know, global, and there's so many people around the world. It's not just the crew on the boats, you know, it expands out. But to a lot of people, that's something that they see in Saint-Tropez, or is, you know, what's the soap opera, real life documentary that all Americans know?
Below Deck.
Yeah, you know, that's their snapshot, which is, as you know, quite different to reality sometimes.
Yeah, and to be honest, when I also work with corporate people, and when you talk about the super yachts and yachting industry, so they say, oh, well, we do the real life world, and then you can do the bling bling. I said, oh my God, what's bling bling, bling about cooking for 17, 18 hours a day, or cleaning the toilets, or well, yeah, of course. The environment is fantastic, and it's a fantastic place to work, but it is a work. It's not bling bling.
So I think as well, it's an industry that is only just beginning to recognize that itself, that it's an industry. And I think if Lay can be part of that, of driving that change and offering more support to crew over the whole journey of their careers, then that would be great.
Before we kind of get into the bones of the support that Lay does offer in a bit more detail, I think it's worth kind of just thinking as well of, and we'll be going through this with our guests coming up later in the show, but that kind of two big points of moving out of the industry. You know, if you've stayed in it, it's either kind of in your early 30s, late 20s, early 30s, when family and commitment and relationships, or it's later on, possibly in your 40s. But, you know, part of this whole process has been kind of career planning. And that's sort of getting to what Lay is all about. You've kind of really been building up the support platform that has the very many levels that's involved in this whole process. So can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, the actual platform and what supports are involved in Lay?
So Lay is effectively a matchmaking portal. It started off with candidates being able to express what kind of areas of interest they had for their careers ashore, and then being matched with the partners that we have on board who are best placed to give them advice on that. So whether it's starting up a new business, or whether it's going into hospitality, or if you're wanting to do training, or just even advice on career transitioning, you would be matched on the portal to the right partner that we have on board. The portal now has had some changes more recently. It's expanded what it offers in that each of our partners now have a dedicated page to explain a little bit more about what they do and what they can offer. And there's a resources section now, which we are starting to build up a library of just relevant information for crew.
Brilliant. Geeta, can you tell us a little bit more about just some of the partners? I mean, I have to say we'll be meeting some today, and I'm smiling because it's a bit like meeting old friends now. Anna Petrel being one, we were talking about having both done some of her courses, so even finding the instruction. But will you tell us a little bit about some of the partners that have been involved?
Well, there's the partners who've been supporting us and doing the mentor work from the first beginning, like Yachneeds and Bond and also Fanair. So they'll be being kind of the building blocks for Lay. And later on, so we have had financial advisors, we have had career advisors, we have two different types of career advice at the moment, and also then directly jobs, so jobs, shore-based jobs through a platform too. So it is really kind of to get, even the name is Life After Yachting, the idea is to get involved quite early in your career to start thinking about your future and your future investment. You can't do your future investment the last 2 years of your career. If you get early enough together with the financial advisor, they can really give you a good advice how to save your money and how you invest your money to be able to leave the industry. Because that's always the biggest point for people leaving the industry is that the shore-based salaries are very much different, and the shore-based life is very much different than on board. You need to pay for your own home toilet paper, like everyone is starting from that. And the whole mental transitioning is also very difficult. But if you have your finances taken care of, you have been thinking about your career and education and qualifications while you've been working. So that takes a lot of pressure away.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of what our partners all together are trying to do. So hospitality side, engineering, IT, there's lots, sales, basically all the different sides of life and careers you can find in Life After Yachting and advice how to get there.
And I think too, the other just sort of interesting messages you know, from being involved in this is also helping people recognize the skill sets they already have that, you know, they can bring to the next career that aren't as obvious at first to them, maybe. So I think that's also a part of recognizing your own potentials and the other industries that you can transition into if you, and the upskilling, you know, as you go along. I think that's also another really important part.
I think as although that we do have job opportunities, the whole idea of yachting is to enable people to be in the best place to land those jobs. It's in the planning, the personal development, and understanding how to translate the skills that lay has its heart.
Wonderful. Well, ladies, we have coming up next, we have Emma Baggett and Anna Petchel. Delighted to welcome them both. We're going to be talking in a bit more detail about looking at career mapping, looking at finding your inner compass and kind of identifying some of the barriers, and two wonderful women to help guide us and illustrate a little bit more clearly. But Tita, it is wonderful as always to be part of a podcast with you and broadcast. Very fun. And Melissa, thank you as well so much for joining us and joining us on in the next part.
Thank you very much, Maeve. And it's always a pleasure to be here and to explain my passion to everybody. And I'm really happy how Lay has developed. And Melissa is doing a fantastic job developing it even further. So looking forward to seeing you all soon and talking to you also too.
Wonderful. Well, stick with us. And coming up next, we're going to be talking more about life in yachting and life after yachting.
You are listening to Super Yacht Radio.